welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned into our broadcast again this week, and we're picking up our study here in Mark chapter 10, Mark chapter 10, verse number 17. And when he was gone forth, that is Jesus, when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" The Lord Jesus is previously, in verses before, he had taken a child and brought him unto him. He was displeased when the disciples rebuked those that brought the little children unto him. And he said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me," verse number 14. "Don't forbid them, because it's of these it's of such that are the kingdom of God." And he says here in verse number 15, "Whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein." Okay, and so the children, in their innocence and their simplicity, represent what's necessary for folks to be saved and to enter into the kingdom of the Lord. And so there's this man. There's this man that comes to him in a way and kneels down to him and says, "What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And so in verse number 18, we hear the Lord Jesus' response. "And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God." And so the first answer is a question to the man: why do you call me good? There's only one that's good. Why do you call me good? And only God is good. And so I think maybe what the Lord is conveying, of course, we know that the Lord Jesus is perfect, isn't he? He's perfect in every way. He's holy and righteous. He is God come in the flesh. And so he is the one that is good. But this man, I think he challenges this man because this man has a sense of esteem, and he is asking about entering into the, or inheriting eternal life. He is one that's looking at and judging or estimating or rating about how people are. And of course, the Lord Jesus Christ is good, and calls him that, but the Lord says to him, "Why callest thou me good?" And, you know, a lot of people are living life. It is so. People are living life estimating themselves against others, finding another that is, they believe, less than them to justify themselves and kind of push themselves up. And that's a terrible shape and a terrible way to go. "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God." So the Lord Jesus, God Almighty, is the gauge of righteousness. Anyone that would claim their own self-righteousness for salvation is totally misunderstanding the gauge, the mark, the standard that God has set forth, and that is his Son. The Lord goes on to tell him, verse 19, "Thou knowest the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not kill or murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness or lie, defraud not," okay, don't be a shyster and that, "honor thy father and thy mother." He says, you know the commandments, and he lists some of those there. He lists the ones that have to do with the treatment of men one to another. He doesn't list the ones relative to us and God Almighty. And here's the man's answer. "And he answered and said unto him, Master, All these have I observed from my youth. And so this man believes that he has kept these. Do not bear false witness. Have you lied? I'm sad to say that I have lied. Maybe you have hated someone so bad that you wanted them dead. That can be. That's easy for people to do. Have you ever stolen? Yeah, I doubt that there's few that have never stolen something. And to our shame, this man says he's kept all these things. Do you really think so? Has he really honored his father and his mother in every way? He said, I've observed all these, yet I don't feel confident about having everlasting life. See, the commandments are given to show us our sin. This man believes that he's kept the commandments. He says to the Lord, I'm just not sure that I've got eternal life. That's his desire. What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life, he asks in verse 17. Listen to what it says here, verse 21. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him. You know, love is, there's no one that can love like our Lord. And, of course, that's manifested by the sacrifice, the atonement, the Savior that God Almighty, God the Father, provided in His Son. What great love for God Almighty to lay down the life of His only begotten Son for the sake of sinners. What great love for the Lord Jesus Christ Himself to become a man and lay down His own life for sinners. No greater love than that, is there? No greater. The scripture bears that out, that that's the truth. The Lord Jesus says it himself. The scripture says here that Jesus, beholding him, loved him. He truly had compassion on the man. And you know what love and compassion is going to bring is the necessity of the truth. The truth. He loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give it to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me. This man effectively comes to the Lord Jesus and says, you know, I've done all these things that you say, but I don't feel saved. I don't feel like I have what I want. See, the man's confidence is in his obedience and his doing. The man's confidence is in self. The man's confidence is in what he's been taught. He's missed the very fact that he needs a Savior. And the Lord, loving him, says one thing you lack. Not another commandment. Not some religious service. The thing that you lack, young man, is you lack me. And the thing that's going to get in the way of you desiring me and having me is the things of this world, your stuff, that's in your way. See, it said here that the Lord, beholding him, he looked on him and loving him. This man's a Jew, a young man that's a Jew. He desires to know of a surety that he has eternal life. He wants to inherit that. He believes that he's done all that he can do, but he's yet doesn't have a confidence and surety in it. And the Lord Jesus, loving him, tells him the truth. That's what love does, and says, you lack one thing, and that is me. Here's what's in the way, son. Go thy way. Sell whatsoever thou hast, give it to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Exchange that earthly treasure for treasure in heaven, and come take up the cross and follow me. You lack me. How about you? Do you have religious service? Do you have a good feeling about and confidence in what you've done? Do you rest assured because of the faithfulness that you have in that? Or do you have confidence and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you resting in Him and what He's promised? Do you know His promises? Do you know that the Lord Jesus and believe that the Lord Jesus died for you some 2,000 years ago, came, lived a perfect life, and then came to a point in time at the prime of His life, and at that time gave Himself on the cross of Calvary for your sins? Do you have Him? Or do you have religion? Do you have a claim of keeping the commandments? Or do you have Jesus? Faith in Him. Faith in what He's promised. It goes on to say here, "And he was sad at that saying," verse 22, "and went away grieved, for he had great possessions." Great possessions. You know, this man had stuff. Some people have ideas. Some people have ideas that they hang on to. They have maybe things that they get from their parents or their grandparents or their family. Or from the world. They get ideas and doctrine and philosophy from the world. The man esteemed the things that he had greater than what Christ is. He went away sad. He was confident in the things that he had and the way that he had, and he didn't see a greater and a more blessed peace and confidence by laying all that aside and following the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord said, "And come, take up the cross, and follow me. Follow me. Follow me." How about you? You have religion? Well, you'll die and go to hell with that religion. Do you have confidence in the tradition of your family and way? Well, if that's what you have, you'll die and go to hell with that. Do you have the philosophy and way of this world and what men reason about? Well, if that's what you have and all you have, you'll die and go to hell with that. But if you have Jesus is Savior. As the Lord Jesus says in Matthew 11, there at the end of the chapter, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The cross that our Lord bid this man to come and bear is way easier than that load of the world and that load of sin. Repent of your sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, Him and His gospel, for the salvation of your soul. Well, see, their time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with His word and His truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.